This is Beer and Barbells Podcast out of Boston, Massachusetts. Tonight is October 22nd, and we'll be reviewing Narragansett's new Allie's Donuts Double Chocolate Porter. I recently found out about this beer through one of my buddies, and he told me that Narragansett teamed up with Allie's Donuts of North Kingston, Rhode Island, to brew a double chocolate porter. In the past, Narragansett has done this with a few other companies for their mashup series, this one being the third installment after Autocrat Milk Stout and Dell Summer Shanty, both of which I would recommend. However, unfortunately, they're no longer in season. After a little research, I found out this porter is available throughout the states of New England, some surrounding states, and other various places, such as Nashville, oddly. As far as I know, it isn't available on tap. Anyhow, I picked up a six-pack of 16-ounce cans for $9.50, which is relatively cheap for this type of brew, but very similar to Narragansett's other series beers. One thing I love about Gansett is how their sole packaging for six-packs is with a 16-ounce can for an extremely competitive price. In terms of looks, Narragansett has some of the best cans in the business, in my opinion. They're simple, nostalgic, and unique. Personally, I've never been to or eaten at Allie's Donuts, but this can gives me a sense of what it would be like. It's a flat color, horizontally split, half red, half white can with a brown chocolate sprinkled donut in the center. Narragansett allocates very little room for its own logo at the top of the can, but rather leaves a lot of the space to read Allie's Donuts in the shop's own font. Below the donut, it says Double Chocolate Porter in various classic text styles. One of my favorite marketing tricks that Narragansett employs is the historical rundown on the back of the can that gives the beers a background. The visuals on the front that imply Allie's is a mom-and-pop type place that prides itself on an old-fashioned feel is confirmed in the passage on the back. For the sake of time, I've already poured a beer into a pint glass, but I noted that as I was pouring, this beer has a medium consistency, not as thick as other porters I've had in the past. The color was a dark brown, similar to that of an iced coffee or maybe a Coca-Cola. Try putting this and iced coffee next to each other in the fridge, and you'll be playing roulette every morning when you go to grab your coffee. Immediately after pouring this beer, it had a rather thin, dark tan head on it that dissipated quickly. The scent of chocolate is very apparent, but I'm also getting faint hints of coffee. Honestly, it smells delicious, it smells rich, it smells full, and it smells smooth. As I'm tasting this, the scent of chocolate is increasingly strong as I sip the beer. And just as I noted when pouring, it's thick, but not too thick, a nice medium body, nowhere close to something like a Guinness. The chocolate taste is definitely dominant, and it's slightly bitter with a mild carbonation. As that initial taste of chocolate fades, there's a mild sour tasting presence that finishes into a nice mocha-esque flavor. I was reading a few reviews before as I was browsing the internet, and I read about some people not entirely enjoying this beer because it wasn't anything special for a porter or that coffee always works better than chocolate. Maybe I'm partial because I've been a fan of Narragansett for a while, but I think they did a great job crafting this beer. Allie's Donuts Double Chocolate Porter is very consistent with the rest of the series beers they brew in terms of the quality and what can be expected. Beer that has that craft factor, but isn't an outrageous price, having great flavor, and being easy and refreshing to drink. I would definitely buy this beer again. It would be the perfect beer to have at a brunch or on a cold morning before going out to shovel 2 feet of snow off your driveway or on a Sunday afternoon watching football. I recommend it, especially if you have tried other Narragansett beers and enjoyed those as well. That's all for this segment of the Beer and Barbells podcast, but I hope that I've added a new bullet to your must-try list. Until next time, keep them cold, keep them coming. Cheers.